afternoon, good evening, or good morning. You're listening to Abigail with Stay at Home Mom. Today's episode, we're going to talk about cleaning up with toddlers, or teaching toddlers to clean, right?
Are you reading?
No, I'm speaking. So today I asked Amina, what should I talk about?
Maya,
and she said, I don't know. And then I said, what about cleaning? And she said, yeah, cleaning. That's a good one. I gave her a couple options, but she said cleaning. Okay, good job. She said cleaning is a great option to talk about. So we're in a transitional. Naomi, I heard you. Why are you screaming at me? I'm right here. Okay, get up. So we're in a transitional stage with the toddlers, both Amina and Naomi, learning how to clean up after themselves and put things away. Right, Naomi?
Right.
Right. Where do your toys go?
To my daughter's slide.
Where do your toys go?
To my daughter's slide.
Not sure, she said. Where do your toys go, Mina?
In the room.
In your room, that's right. So, they're learning to keep their toys out my living room, keep their toys out my bedroom, and take their toys out the bathtub after a bath. It's a learning process, but I'm patient, and they're doing very well at it. But I want to know, is how other mothers or parents teach their children to clean, and what age do you start with, like making them clean up their own room, and what's the motivation behind it? Is there a motivation? Is it like, oh, clean up your room, you get a whooping, or yeah, can I take your ponytail out so I can put this on your head?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you about to ride on your bike?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Naomi. Naomi's 2 years old. Naomi, say hi.
Hi.
And so Naomi's getting ready to ride her scooter. To the podcast. On the podcast. You want to say hi? Mm-hmm. That's Amina. Amina doesn't want to say hi.
Going on it?
Mommy, what is a podcast?
A podcast is like a radio. Hi. You know how we listen to the radio when we're in the car? And we'll be singing and dancing. Huh? Mm-hmm. You know how we do that?
Mm-hmm.
So people listen to the podcast and they listen to me talk about y'all. And y'all learning process.
But what are those up and down? Wave me.
That's exactly what they are. They're waves. It's audio waves. It shows that you're talking. So if everybody be quiet, the waves will stop moving. So let's try it out. Everybody quiet. Be quiet. Stop moving. Let's see. You see? Wave stop. That's an audio wave.
Oh, wow. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
Just fire it in. See?
Yeah. But I have to continue to talk, Mina. So we're talking. We have a show. Right? We're telling people about cleaning up. Do you like to clean up, Amina? Come here. Tell me the truth. You do, but you not right now. You don't want to talk about it? Okay. So we're trying to figure out, like, the best method. Well, I'm trying to figure out the best method to clean, keep the house clean without having to do it every day. And then I also don't want to keep them in their room most of the day either. I don't like that parenting style. I grew up like that, where it was like, you just got to be in your room. Like, your room is your place to be. And I was like, I would not raise my children like this. Like, everybody should be able to just sit in the front room, sit in the family room, and do what they do, like, to enjoy themselves. And then the bedroom should be winding down, nap time, bedtime, like a real playtime, if they want to just play with toys, a lot of toys, then yeah, by all means, play in there at that time. But most of the day, like during the day, you can spend it in the living room, all the family, all together. And then I know there's adult time and children time and quiet time and family time. And I don't want my adult time being cleaning up after the children just messed up the living room. So I want to know what other parents are doing. Are you doing it the traditional way, or is that traditional in your family, where the children just play in their room and that's it? Do they have a playroom? Are they allowed to play in your living room and dining room area? Let me know what your thoughts are. And I'll tune back in a minute. I'm going to take a phone call and see what someone else does. Okay, I'll be right back. Yvonne?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me. Okay. Yes, it's Auntie Yvonne. So today's episode is about teaching toddlers to clean. So
it's about what, Abigail?
Today's episode is about teaching toddlers to clean.
I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Teaching toddlers to clean.
Oh, okay.
I still try to make sure I got. Let's just introduce you. Your name is Yvonne. You're my sister in law. You have toddlers, correct?
Correct.
And how old are they?
2 and 5.
Do you have girls, boys, a combination?
My toddlers, I have 2 boy toddlers.
Okay. And so how do you start with cleaning? Are they cleaning up now, or?
Yes, they are. Well, actually. I just tell them to pick their toys up, and they pick them up and put them in a toy box. Okay. At first, the oldest one, which is the 5-year-old, he used to complain, oh, get somebody else to do it. I'm like, no.
And so do you restrict, like, where they can play with their toys, or can they play anywhere in the house?
They can play anywhere in the house with their toys. But as long as I don't really like them leaving their toys in my room. Tripping over a toy and then, So, yeah. They can play with their toys anywhere, though. But they have to, I don't really like them leaving their toys all around the house. So, unless it's in the backyard. But other than that, they have to pick their toys up.
And then how's the 2-year-old doing with cleaning? Has he started as well?
Yeah, once he see his older brother picking up toys, then he think it's a game, like they're playing. So he'll start picking up toys and putting them back.
That's a good idea. So just make it to a game, and then they can start doing it like that. I like that idea. I'm talking about just having toddlers cleaning up. With Amina and Naomi, I just gave them restrictions with toys in the living room no more. So, because I don't want to clean up after them all day, and they know how to clean up after themselves. But instead of having toys in the living room, you're just doing toys only in your room. If you have a toy in the living room, it can only be one or two things, like a baby doll and a ball. You know what I mean? Just to, like, keep it down with me telling them to clean up, keeping it down with me cleaning up after them, and things like that. Can you hear me, Yvonne? I think we lost her. We'll get her back on the line.
Hello? Oh, I can hear you.
I thought we lost you. I'm like, I think we lost you.
No, I could hear you. I heard everything you said. I don't think you can hear me.
Right, I can hear you. Hi, Naomi. You want to talk to your Auntie Yvonne? No? Okay. So you got any questions or any stories you want to share with telling people how they can get their toddlers to clean up?
Yeah. You guys can try, like I said, like playing games, stuff like that. Like normally if you be like, reward them, like, be like, okay, like, whoever puts the toys up the fastest can pick out their night movie, or, you know, have first choice at watching the TV if they share a room, stuff like that. Just make it fun for them, like a game, you know, and then reward them afterwards. That kind of works out.
I like that. I like it. I'm gonna try that because that's always a fight with these two. Yes, thank you so much. They want to.
Mommy, put your neck down.
Okay.
Yeah,
they want to always one want to watch Dora, the other one want to watch Blaze, and it's never the same thing that they want to watch at the same time. So that's a good. I'm gonna start doing that. Like, oh, whoever cleaned up the fastest get to watch their show first.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You know them babies love watching their shows.
I know. So, well, thank you for joining me today on this. This episode is about teaching toddlers to clean. I'm gonna reach out to some more moms and see what's their ideas and what they do to get them to clean. Is it whooping time? Is it, you know, win a prize, or is it just do as I say? Don't ask no questions. What's their idea? But thank you for joining me today. All right.